Did you ever write to Sir Charles asking him to meet you?
Oh, really, sir? This is a very extraordinary question.
I'm sorry, madam, but I must repeat it.
Then I answer, certainly not.
Not on the very day of Sir Charles's death? Her dry lips could not speak the no, which I saw rather than heard.
Surely your memory deceives you, said I. I could even quote a passage of your letter. It ran, please, please, as you are a gentleman, burn this letter and be at the gate by 10 o'clock.
Oh, is there no such thing as a gentleman? She gasped.
You do Sir Charles an injustice. He did burn the letter, but sometimes a letter may be legible even when burned. You acknowledge now that you wrote it?
Yes, I did write it, she cried. Why should I deny it? I have no reason to be ashamed of it. I wished him to help me.
But why at such an hour?
Because I had only just learned that he was going to London next day and might be away for months.
Better why a rendezvous in the garden instead of a visit to the house?
Do you think a woman could go alone at that hour to a bachelor's house?
Well, what happened when you did get there?
I never went.
Oh, Mrs. Lyons, you acknowledge then that you made an appointment with Sir Charles at the very hour and place at which he met his death, but you deny that you kept the appointment?
That is the truth.